Okay, so Maxim and Tyler, I hope everybody had a productive Rosh Hashanah, good Rosh Hashanah. So let's go on to the next sugya, like as follows. I don't know how much I had a chance to get into it, and I don't know how much I had a chance to get into it, but a little bit we'll start. So the Gemara says, if you don't have a very piano, I'm not going to shack on the other side. Looks like a 78 flour, wheat flour. So the Buddha says the Baruch is very piano, but Nachman says the Baruch is shack on the other side. Looks like what kind of wheat flour we're talking about. It's just plain, ordinary flour. Tais doesn't think that could be. Tais thinks that that would for sure be a shackle. Not that Derech did it at all. I mean, it's not that Derech did it at all. Avada loses the mila of Baruch Adama. He just thinks it's the kind of flour that was made from toasted kernels. The lesson of Tosfos is, Nir le'mayr b'kim chumamish, regular flour. In kein le'shaycheh be'i brocha de Baruch Adama. And le'mayr b'kimcha she'kerin ishkalita. Well, I was like, I became a shaysim in Shibayla Shul Shemiyavshim Betana. So I don't know what the French word is, but Shibayla Shul is very sure. Shibayla Shul, we're talking about Kim Chadachiti. How can it be Shibayla Shul? Shibayla Shul is a different grain. Other Mishnayim, when they quote the Tosfos, they just say it's made from toasted kernels, not from, it's a flour that's made from toasted kernels. Not toasted kernels of Shibayla Shul. Shibayla Shul is oats, maybe. The Naima Mishpah wants to be Magi and Taisus. She'oisim is shibaylim from kernels that are toasted in the oven. Not shibaylashul. Shibaylim kernels, obviously of wheat. But a component of the point is they would toast the kernels, and then out of it they would grind up those toasted kernels, and then you have a breakfast cereal. So that's the chemical here that we're talking about. Rashi doesn't say anything. Some of the silence, Rashi's mashmin, we're talking about Kemach Mamash, the reference. Now we're talking about Kemach Mamash, regular flour. So, Kapanim, meanwhile, let's assume regular. Well, let's not assume anything. So, Machalik is Shoshana, we're talking about regular flour, we're talking about this kind of flour that's made from toasted kernel. But we have a Machalik, so this is the Baruch is Baruch Pi Adama. It retains the Baruch of Baruch Pi Adama. And Rav Nachman says, no, it loses the bracha, goes down to Shach on Liam Dvar. Rav said to Rav Nachman, my tiflig alei, my tiflig alei Rav Yehuda. You shouldn't argue with Rav Yehuda. I agree with Rav Yehuda. Rav Yechim and Shmuel, Kaimik Kavasei. Because Rav Yechim and Shmuel also hold that way. Where do we find that? Lama Rav Yehuda and Shmuel, V'chein Amar Yitzhak Amar Yechim, and Shem and Zayis, Baruch and Lover P'yayis. Alma, Afagav, Dishtani, V'milsukoi. You see from the fact that Shem Zayis has a bracha of Baruch Pi'etz, so you see that even though it's nishtana, it's no longer an olive, it's ground up into olive oil, it retains the bracha of a milsakai. So likewise, the kernels of wheat, even though they were nishtana and made into flour, it's been milsakai. What's the mummy dummy? I don't know if this is the Gemara talking, but this is Rav Nachman talking. It's not comparable. How should I say Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman says it's not comparable. Hosom, lastly, liyachemino. The Shem Azayas had no other ilu. Hocha isli iliyachemino v'pas. Since it has another ilu, the Kemach has another further ilu to remain to pass, so it loses right now, it loses the bracha. We'll stop here. What does Rashi say? Kimcha dechiti, oichel kemach chitim kemoishu. A lot of the pashas in Rashi means it's regular flour, not Tosfos' fancy flour. Regular flour. And Yehuda said, it's very Pi Adama. Yeshar kaisis chitim, like the chit itself. If you eat chitim plain, So Kim Chadachiti, it's like Kaisa Sechiti, you make the bracha Bari Pi Adama. That Rashi, the Ishtani. Now, what's this Rashi going on? Rashi, the Ishtani, the Gora, Hoyle Bloy Ishtani, Le Iluya Ma'al Yosem. What's this Rashi going on? The way we have the Gemara, if Rashi had the same text of the Gemara as we do, so then Rashi L'chayra, the first this word the Ishtani comes up in the Gemara of Hashem, the first Hashem is Zayas. Apal gav the Ishtani bin Milsakoi. Chanan apal gav the Ishtani bin Milsakoi. So Rashi saying the Ishtani v'gara hayol bo Ishtani liyam al yosim. I tell the Rashi, what's he talking about? Hashem is Zayas is not is gara. It's not gara. Hashem is Zayas and Ishtani liyam. The Gemara says before Lamed Hayim and Beis the Perish. That Shem Zayas and the Shani Lulu. The Gemara asks, what's the difference between Yayin and Shem Zayas? Yayin is a special bracha because it's the Shani Lulu. The Shem Zayas should have a, and so why does the Shem Zayas also have a special bracha? It's the Shani Lulu. There's nothing there about not being an Iluya Ma'al Yosso. The Emes is, I'm Sapella Rashi, like the Rashi sticks out like a sword, but what's he going on? The word Ishtani in the Gemara is going on Shem Zayas. No, the Gemara is being arrived, Rob is being arrived from Shem Zayas. Afagav the Ishtani the Milsakoi. So here also, Afagav the Ishtani the Milsakoi. What does Rashi want? It's the Ishtani the Gora. Oh, you'll go Ishtani the Iluya Mal Yosef. And then the Milsakoi, he actually says, Bahavalik the Kaisis Chitim. What does Rashi want? He already explained that the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that it's like just like Kaisis Chitim. What's he explaining himself again? We're already much further down in the Gemara. We're by the Rabbi's Raya to Rabbi Yehuda because it's like Shem and Zayas. You have to explain again. It's Kaisis Chitim. Emes Yerid Darkei. Rashi had a different gear from the Gemara. We look in the Rosh. In the base. Dr. Rosh. Kim Chodachiti, Rav Yudom Abayir Piyadoma, Rav Nachman Amashakom Yibidvar. Rav Yudom Abayir Piyadoma, Haperuhu. Yafagav the Ishtani, the Musapai. Rav Nachman Amashakom Yibidvar, Hail the Ishtani, Ishtani. Clear. Rashi had a different gist in the Gemara. Rashi had a gist in the Agus in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman didn't explain themselves. They just said that they had a machlokes and didn't. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Bari pedam." Rabbi Nachman, "I'm a shakal miyavidvar." Whatever explanation there is comes from the shakal mitai later between Rabbi and Rabbi Nachman. The Rosh was gayus in the Gemara that Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman lechatchilu laid out their reasons. Rabbi Yehuda says. Because Afal gav the Ishtani b'milsakoi, even though it was Nishtani, it's b'milsakoi. And Rav Nachman said Shakal liyavidvari, because he holds Hoyel b'Ishtani. He says because Hoyel b'Ishtani Ishtani. Who did the Rush quote first? I'm curious. He is very Piyadoma. Rabbi is very Piyadoma. Afa Gav Vishtani, be Mil Sukoi. Nachman Sishahaka, Hoyle Vishtani, Ishtani. So I think the Rashi is going on that. It's not going on later on Rav Nachman. It's going on the Rish and Rav Yudin and Rav Nachman themselves. And Rav Nachman said, Because it's nishtane, it's going to chitim. Kim chadachiti, because it's nishtane and it loses the bracha. So that Rashi explains that kim chadachiti is nishtane vigora. And kim chadachiti is nishtane and it's nishtane legreyesim. It's nishtane legreyesim. Why is nishtane legreyesim? Sorry, it's nishtane, and therefore it's gora. That's not nishtane legreyesa. It's gora. Meaning the bracha is gora. Since it was nishtane, so it's gora and loses the bracha. Since it wasn't nishtane leilui mal yosu. Since it wasn't nishtane leilui. And That's Rav Nachman, and Rav Yehuda says no. The milsa koyv avol kikayis chitim. Rashi still needs a Hezbollah. I think this is Emma's chat. That's where the Rashi is going. It's going on the original member of it's going on the original member of Nachman. Hayol Yishtani Yishtani. He's explaining why Kim Chadachiti loses his bracha. It loses the bracha because it was not Nishtani, it was Nishtana, and therefore it's Gara. Since it wasn't Nishtana, Iluyo Malios. Actually, still a little bit schwer. Actually, needs a husband still. First of all, why is Rashi telling me this at the very beginning of the sigur? That Hayol Dishtani Nishtani is because it wasn't Nishtani Liluyo Mal Yosef. That's the Hemshech of the Gemara. I'm going to read the Hemshech of the Gemara. I'm going to read in a minute the Shaki Tayyim and Rav and Rav Nachman. And Rav said, why is it any different than Shem and Zayis? And Rav Nachman answered back, no, it's different than Shem and Zayis because Shem and Zayis is Nishtani Liluyo. It has no further Liluyo. And Kim Chadachiti is Isli Ili Acharinu Bepas. Why does Rashi have to say anything? Like, why does Rashi getting it? Rashi's derech is not to tell me information that's going to be later in the sugya. Right now, I don't even know that. Hoyol Ishtani Ishtani. Since the Ishtani, it loses the bracha. So that could be a maybe it's a partial answer. Why Rashi already says this at the very beginning of the sugya? What does he have to get into it for? Let me say a partial answer. That Rashi was preempting a question that anybody learning the sugya right away is going to ask. But Nachman says that Shem and Zayis loses. That's our Kim Chadachiti loses his bracha. Hayol Dishtani Ishtani. It's the Rosh's gear. So Hayol Dishtani Ishtani. Because it was Nishtani, therefore it loses his bracha. So anybody reading the sugya is going to be bothered. Being the shtane is a reason to lose the bracha. We just learned in the previous omelet that yayin it has a special bracha, a higher bracha, not a lower bracha. Why? The first thing the Gemara said was because it was nishtane. Hail the shtane. Nishtane liluyo. So how can you tell me shtane? How can Rav Nachman over here say that shemen that the kim chadachiti loses his bracha? Because it's nishtane, why is it any different than Yayin gains a bracha because it's nishtane? So Rashi right away tells me it's not the same. Over there it's nishtane liluyo. Over there Yayin is nishtane liluyo. But here it's not here by Kim Chadachiti, it's not nishtane liluyo mal yosef. Not nishtane liluyo. But okay, But Rashi still bothers him. What's this Hadgosh and Rashi? Is not Nishtana li luya me'al yosa. What's this extra word me'al yosa? Not Nishtana li luya. It's not like guy. So Hadgosh and Rashi, that Kim Chalachiti, it's not Nishtana li luya me'al yosa. It's not le'elu le'elu. None of the elements. It's not le'elu le'elu. It's only it's not le'elu le'elu. What's this? So let's see. Let's see further in Rashi. Maybe it'll better get better. So Rashi says, "Hocha isla ilu yachavinu. Hocha isla ilu yachavinu." He's going on Rav Nachman's defense of his sheep. The Rava's question: why is it any different than Shemazai's? Rava says, "Why is it different than Shemazai's?" So he says, "Shemazai's has no ilu yachavinu, but Kim Chalachiti has an ilu yachavinu b'pas." Says Rashi, "Hilchoch yotze mechal pri." Rashi says, Shem and Zayas, it comes miyad b'chal, it's bo b'shinuyo l'chal derech achilosoi. And therefore, that's the ikar api lakach natua. Himcha dechiti, it's yosu l'chal pri u'l'chal derech achilos l'ibo. It's not very fancy. I have to assimilate exactly what Rashi wants to say over here. The chayra of hashkof rishayma, what do we need to tell the richus for? Shem and zayis is nishtan elivuya. That was the word of the previous psalm, Shem and zayis is nishtan elivuya. Why not? That's it. Very, very finished. Very finished. Kim Chalachit is Nishtan Ali Grayas. So Kim Shem is Ice, Nishtan Ali Mir. And now, very obvious. It's so Rikhus and Rashi. Chaler Chachilos Rebo. And the truth is, it's really hard in the Gemara itself. The Gemara itself means it has. The Gemara says, Kim Chedachiti, it's Isle Ilu Yachayin Ibapas. Who's told that pass? Kim Chedachiti is Nishtan Ali Grayas. That's what the Gemara should say. Hosam, it's Nishtan Ali Grayas. Over here, it's Nishtan Ali Grayas. Why does he need more? What do we need more? Arikasim? So I think what's Mukhuch is, that it's not true that Kim Chedachiti is Nishtan Ali Grayas. Kim Chedachiti is Nishtan Ali Grayas. Famous is Mufitosis, that we're talking about a kind of toasted breakfast cereal that's made from ground up toasted wheat. That it could be that is Mamas Nishtan Ali Grayas. I mean, you can understand right away it's Nishtan Ali Grayas. Could be that this toasted kernels, that when you grind them up, maybe it's better. Maybe it's better. And even if you're Rashi, that we're talking about ordinary flour, at least Rashi, the first mashma Rashi is still about ordinary flour, that it's still called Nishtan Ali Luya because it's closer to the final product. The final product is bread. So in the list of, you know, on the list of things that the little red hen has to do in order to make bread, after you grind it up, you're further along. So it's Nishtan Ali Luya. It could be it costs more. It could be that the flour costs more than the kim chedachit than the kernels, because the flour is more ready to be made into bread, made into cake. You go to the store, you buy flour. You know, you go to the floor store to buy flour. Then they say, well, they don't sell it for very cheap because nobody could eat it. They sell it for a lot of money because it's useful, maybe more useful than the kim chedachit. More of the work has already been done in the process. So in a way, it is nishtan ali luya. What I'm saying is, so and then it's. That was why Rava thought that is doima to Shem and Zayas, because they're both nishtan and liluyim. So the Gemara is being mechalek. The Gemara is saying, and that's Rava. That's Haka Rava's taina. They're both nishtan and liluyim. Says Rav Nachman to Rava, So I have to say, Shem and Zayas is Nishtan Aliluya, and there's no further Elim. That's the last station. There's the Shem and Zayas. Shem and Kimcha Dechiti, there's a further Elim afterwards, you're going to make it into bread. Afterwards, you're going to make it into bread. And why does that matter? I think that's what Rashi was saying. So Rashi explained to me, why does that matter? What's the difference? What's the difference if it's Nishtana Le'iluya, but there's a further Ilui to go? Or something that's Nishtana Le'iluya, and this is the last stop. So for that, Rashi has a whole emphasis. First of all, Rashi tells me that Kimcha Dechiti, I think that's what Rashi is before, that Kimcha Dechiti says it's Gorohel Nishtana Le'iluya Ma'al Yosa. Oh, yes, what's the Iluya Ma'al Yosa? It's not Nishtana Liluya. The answer is, it is Nishtana Liluya. Kimcha Dechiti is Nishtana Liluya. Flour is more valuable than the raw kernels of wheat. But it's not Iluya Ma'al Yosa, meaning it's not the final Ilu. It's not the total Ilu. Not Iluya Ma'al Yosa. Why does that matter? So that's the Hasbara in Rashi. Says Rashi that it's Yotze Mechal Pri Ulechal Derech Achilos Leibah. Meaning, there's a mile to being a pri. The pristine pri, the way it is in nature, that's a mile. As far as Baruch is concerned, that's the pri in nature. So that's a reason to make a Bari Pri Eitz or a Bari Pri Adam. There's another way that something could be right to have a bracha bari pri eitz or bari pri adama, and that is if you're eating it derech achilosa, and ikra pri lekach matua. If you're eating it the way this pri is designed to be eaten, when the people planted the tree, what were they planting it for? What was the purpose that they had in mind? So that's derech achilosa. That also deserves a bari pri adama or bari pri eitz. By Yayin, for example, is nishtane liluya. It's this time people, when they plant the grapes, they had in mind why. So it deserves a bracha, bari pri eitz, maybe more bari pri adama because it's misamech and soy, but even without the bari pri hagafen and the soy to misamech, but it would be a bari pri eitz because ikar pri lekach natua. So yeah, it's nishtane, it's not the pri in nature, but it has the other maila of being derech achilasa, ikar pri lekach natua. But kimcha dechiti, it falls in the middle. It went out of being in its natural state. So you don't have that mila of being in its natural state on the one hand. And on the other hand, you don't have the mila of being ikar pi lekach matua. It's not the derech achilosa. So it falls in the no man's land in the middle. Because it's nishtahan and nishtaher. It's not ikar pri and it's not derech achilosa. So then says Rav Nachum, that's only then it loses the bracha, then the shakal leaves the bracha. That's how it's different than Shem HaZayis. Shem HaZayis is also not the pri, it's also Yotze Mechal pri. In a sense, it's not the pre the way it was in nature, but it's was he gil chalderech achilosik, but it reached the mila of being derech achilosik. Ikra pri lekach natur. I think that's Pshat and Rashi. That's Pshat and Rashi. Maybe I would add one Nekuda of our Goshen. The first Rashi of the Ishtani, the Gorohel Smash Ishtani Liluya Mar Yosef. That the Gemara at the very beginning knows this word, that the Kimcha Dechiti, the reason why it's only a shackle according to Rav Nachman, is because it's not, it wasn't Nishtane in Iluya Mar Yosef. But this word, the Iluya Ma'al Yosa, if I'm right that the Rashi, the Ishtani is going on the, it's going on the beginning of the Gemara, like the Rosh at the Gish of the Gemara. So Rashi knows at the beginning of the Sukkot, the Gemara knows right away at the beginning of Nachman's, that Rashi understood that's what it means, Ha'il Ishtani Ishtani. Ha'il Ishtani Ishtani means that it wasn't Ishtani Iluya Ma'al Yosa. So if the Gemara knows that already from the very beginning, so then what was Rava's kasha from Shem Zayas? Then we know the teretz before we even get to the, like, that's the teretz of the Gemara. The teretz of the Gemara is going to be that Shem Zayas has no further ilui, and Kim Chanechiti is not nishtane with Yom Yosef. It has a further ilui bepas. Rashi is giving that to me before we even get to the. Rashi is even making it sound like we know that at the very beginning. Even if Rashi wanted to preempt the question from very Pirgofen, like I said before, but at the end of the day, he's giving the game away at the very beginning of the sugya. So then, what's Rava's kasha and Rav Nachman? So maybe you could say pshat. And it's not 100% clear we have Rashi was going to anymore, but maybe the pshat is like this. If Rashi learned that Rashi, first of all, like I said before, Rashi holds that Kemach is it is Nishtan and Lilu. It's Nishtan and Lilu. Because Kemach is more valuable than the raw kernels. So we already know that it's Nishtan and Lilu. And yet Rav Nachman says, Hoyl Dishtani Dishtan, Hoyl Dishtani Dishtani. That it loses the bracha. So Rashi explains at the beginning that the pshat of Nachman is, even though it's nishtane, but it's not any luyam al yosa. It's not a luyam al yosa means it's not a gavaldik shinui, not a great shinui. It's a shinui. It's not a great shinui. It's not a luyam al yosa. Could be that the Gemara thought in the Havamina, and this I don't have so much grounds, but could be the Gemara in the Havamina thought that Shemazai is also not nishtane luyam al yosa. And Shem Zayis, after all, we saw before in the Gemara, Shem Zayis is very difficult to drink. You can only drink it out of the Anigrei. So it's not really such a new Luyam Al Yosem. So maybe Rav and his Kasha thought, these two things are very similar. Kimcha Dechiti is Nishtana, maybe Liluya, but not Iluyam Al Yosem. So Shem Zayis is also not Nishtana, Iluyam Al Yosem. And that's the common denominator. He says, Rav, so why are they any different than Aloha? How come Shem Zayis is very praised and Kim Chodachiti is a shakal? The Gemara's answer is that Iluyam Al Yos over here is not measured just how good it is. Is it the best? Is it like great? You know, what kind of rating is it? Are they going to give it in Yelp? But the Iluyam Al Yos is Iluyam Al Yos means is this the Ikar HaPri the way they Al Das Kein Natua. By Shem and Zayis, it could be not so palatable. You have to drink it all day anyway, or don't drink it at all. Use it for sichur. But if you're going to drink it, that's the all day anyway. But if you ask somebody, why did they plant the olives? They planted the olives for the oil. So it has the mila of that's what it means. Lesli ilu yacharino. The ilu that it has, it may not be ilu yamanosa, but the ilu that it has is the final ilu. It's the ilu that they were in the al das came. But kimcha dechiti. Not only is it not a gavaldik ilui, there's better ilui than we can imagine. Could be bread. It's going to be bread, and it's not yet bread yet. It's not ikar pri l'kach natu. If I put everything I'm saying so far together, well, I want to read the Shach of Tanya and Rashi is that Rashi right away tells me, Rav Nachman said, So Rashi right away tells. So Rashi, Rav Nachman seems to be saying the fact that it's nishtana is the reason why it loses the bracha, goes down to shak. So Rashi right away has to explain, what do you mean? Why it's nishtana liluyah? Kim chodachit is nishtana liluyah. We learned before Agamor before by Yai nishtana liluyah is nishtana liluyah. You gain brachas, you don't lose brachas. So Rashi says no, it's not the same. It's not like Yai. It's not nishtana liluyah mal yosef. It's not a Shem Zayis is a shachi. You know, nobody drinks a delicious glass of Shem and Zayis. So it's a shachi ilu. It's not a ilu mal yosef. So therefore, it's a Gemara thinks that's the reason why it loses the bracha, goes down to shak. Kimcha dechiti. I'm sorry. Kimcha, I got started talking about Shem and I'm still on Kimcha dechiti. Rav Nachman said Kimcha dechiti is loses the bracha, even though it's the shtan ilu. Flowers more valuable, more precious than rochitim. But it's not Iluyam al Yosa. Nobody eats flour. It's not Iluyam al Yosa. You can't just eat flour. So it's not Iluyam al Yosa. Ask Rav, why is it different than Shemazayas? Shemazayas is also not Iluyam al Yosa. And yet it has the bracha very praise. Says Rav Nachman back, no, it's not the same. Shemazayas, it's an Iluy. And it's the last Iluy on the, it's as good as it's going to get. and therefore not the Adaita Dachi. Kim Chedechiti have in common that they're both, they're not eaten so well, so readily the way they are. But Shem Zayis, that's the best that it gets. That's the final purpose, is to have Shem Zayis. And therefore, the Derech Achila of, and so it's, that's called, it's Derech Achila, so I need to have an Aniquid and so on. Okay, but that's Adaita Dachi. That's what they plant the Zayis for the Shemen. And if you have to eat it all, then they're good. But still, that's cool that it's Lashtan and Libuy. It's because it's Lechal Derech Achilosibo. It's Yotzim Lechal Priest Nishtan and Lechal Derech Achilosibo. So therefore, the Bruch is Shakl. That's clear in Rashi, even without any of my interpolation. It's clear in Rashi that the Teretz of the Gemara, the Rashi understands the Teretz of the Gemara, Rav Nachman's defense against Rava. When the Gemara says, Isli Ili Achirina Bepas, point to Rashi, it means that once it's Nishtana, it loses the Maila being a Rokri. It needs to get another mila of derech achilasi, and that mila doesn't have because it's not yet derech achilasi. So it's not the imshia daita dachi. That's the Rashi understands the Gemara of isli lachinim bepas. It's yotzei lechal pri on the one hand, and on the other hand, it's not derech achilasi. So you don't have the mila being the original pri, and you don't have the mila being derech achilasi of ikar pri kach natur. So mainly you become a shakol yibigo. It's interesting. I'm just flagging this because I'm not sure what to do with it. It's interesting. It's mavur that why when they plant the chito, their das is for bread. The ikar kavon in planting the chito, as Rashi says, is for bread. That's why in a flower you can it's l'chal derech achilos to the book. Nonetheless, when your kaisis is a chito, you make a bar pi adam. Because then at least you have the mile of it being the raw pre. So when you eat the raw pre in the state of nature, you don't need to have derech achilosoi. You only need to have derech achilosoi when you're not eating the raw pre. Then at least it has to be derech achilosoi. Because ikar pri l'kach natur. But kosh zachito, it's not ikar pri l'kach natur, but I don't need it because I have the other mile of being the raw pre. I'm wondering, I haven't thought about this. I'm just wondering, why is this any different? The halacha is, see, it's Gemara later on. The halacha is, let's say you have a vegetable, and you have vegetables. Some vegetables are derech chitim raw, some vegetables are derech chitim cooked. And some vegetables are derech chitim either way. So the halacha is that vegetables that the derech chitim raw, if you cook them, they lose the bracha. They go down to shakel. And vegetables that the derech chitim cooked, if you eat them raw, then you only make a shakel. And then the vegetables that's derech is to eat them either way, so either way you make hadol. So Chara says there that in order that when you eat a vegetable raw, if it's not the derech to eat it raw, the derech is only to eat it cooked, then you don't make a bari vadom, you only make a shakel. Because since the derech is to eat it cooked, so when you're eating it raw, you're not eating it for the way that it was intended. So when you eat the vegetable raw, not the way that it was intended, so you make a shakel, you don't make a bari vadom. So why is that any different than kaisa sachita? Rashi over here is mashma that kaisa sachita is not ikar pila kach natur. The ikar pila kach natur is that you should eat it as bread. So why is kaisa sachita bari pi adama? Should be a shakel. Why is that any different than a raw vegetable whose derech is to be cooked? Any idea? I mean, maybe I'm just occurs to me now as I'm talking. What's the difference? So I don't know. Put that aside. Black upon him. Akoponim, the mice that was moving Rashi, that's a Rashi lens decision. And so it's interesting. Totally, Tyson learns, Rashi lens decision is talking about raw flour. Tyson learns, he's talking about a flour that's made from toasted kernels. They take toasted kernels, then they grind them up and they make them into a kind of flour. And that's the kim for the chiti that we're talking about. That's already more tasty, and that's the kim for the chiti that the Gemara is debating. So the Rashi asks, how could that be? But the Gemara says, that the reason why Rav Nachman says in shackles is because Isli Ilach and Pass. But from flour that's made from toasted kernels, they don't make pass. It's probably crispy. It's not going to turn into pass. You can't take these crunchy pebbles, and you're not going to make them into pass. So this kind of flour that's made from toasted the wheat is not easily, it doesn't have an Ilach and Pass. So it sounds like he's asking that it should be Bar Pei Adamah. It's less like Ilach HaChinuch V'Pas. It's more like Shem HaZayis. L'fi Rashi, does the Rashba's kasha start? Does the Rashba have a kasha?
No.
Right. No. Why not?
Because flour turns into a mezonos and bread.
Meaning, you have to elaborate.
I thought the question from the Rashba was asking on toast was you can't turn roasted grain into bread, but that's not going to be the question on Rashi because Rashi translates kimcha to be flour that does turn into bread.
Oh, that's true. I don't mean that. I mean, right, Rashi not learning the case by places. I mean the way Rashi understands the idea of Isli Pass. If the Rashba understood the notion of Isli Achrinim the way Rashi does, would his objection to Tosfos still be an objection?
No, because it's derech achilato to eat it that way. It's made for that, the toasted grain.
No, even if it's derech achila to eat it as toasted grain, maybe it's, well, you're saying, oh, yeah, I think it's stronger to say it a different way. When they plant the wheat, right, they don't know that they're going to toast the kernels later. When the people who planted the wheat, the farmer who planted the wheat, when he planted the wheat, he didn't know that they're going to, that the guy, somebody is going to take the wheat, toast it, and turn it into toasted, they probably do know because it's, everything's mass produced. You know, he was probably hired by Kellogg's to plant the field of wheat in order to make their breakfast cereal. But that's not the case in the Gemara. That is a wheat field. He's planting it for bread. The Ikar Apila Kach Matua is for bread. So when somebody comes and takes that kernel of wheat and he toasts it and turns it into a toasted flour, so that's not Ikar Apila Kach Matua. So the Gemara is still right. It still falls in the middle. It's Yotzei Mechal Pri because it's not the raw, not the raw. You ground it up, so it's Yotzei Mechal Pri. And this is, on the other hand, this is not the product for which the wheat was planted. So that's why it's a shackle. What's the kashan Tosis? Tosis fits in the Gemara. The way Rashi translates the Gemara, without the Tosis changed the case, the toasted doesn't harm, it doesn't hurt anything. You can still read the Gemara exactly like Rashi. But the reason why the bracha is shackle is because Yotze Mechapri, it was ground up at Yotze Mechapri, and it's not lechal derech achil, and it's the ilach rinah v'pas, meaning the wheat, the original wheat was intended to be made into pas. It was not intended to be made into toasted flour. So it's not a kerafi lekach natua. That's what it means. It's the ilach rinah v'pas. That what you did is maybe better than raw wheat, but it's not as good as bread. And what they planted the wheat for was to have bread, not to have this. So what's muchach is that the Rashba must have read the Gemara differently than Rashi. The Rashi was when the Gemara says that Kimcha Dechiti, that the Gemara says that Kimcha Dechiti is Isli Ilach Rinah V'Pas, the Rashi didn't learn nothing to do with what the farmer had in mind when he planted it. The Rashi learned Isli Ilach Rinah V'Pas means that even though Kimcha Dechiti, it may be an Iloy, especially if you learn that it's toasted or a toasted flour, so maybe it really is an Iloy. Well, no, I'm sorry. It may be an Iloy, but it's not the final Iloy on this train's destiny. This train has more stations to go. This kemach has further work to be done to it before it's a finished product. So therefore, that's not called l'shtani li. L'shtani li has to be a finished product. Shem Zayis is a finished product. It's l'shtani li and it's a finished product. Kimcha d'chiti, maybe it is l'shtani li, but it's not a finished product. It's the ilach rinah v'pas. So if it's not a finished product, so the ilui is not enough to make it. You can only retain the bracha when it's nishtan aliluya If it was Nishtana and you carried the shimmy to the finished product. But if it's not a finished product, then it's not, then it's not a, then it's still, then it's not going to be a Bar Piyat Dom. And so therefore the Rashba is, I understand if it's regular flour, so it's not a finished product because you want to take the flour and make it into bread. So now you short circuited it and you ate it, then you ate the flour. You ate it. You shouldn't have made it into bread. That's called Isli. But according to Tosfos' pshat, they were talking about toasted kernels, so you're not going to make them into bread. So this is the finished product. If it's the finished product, so it should be L'shem Hazayis. So it comes out, a very important thing. So we have here a Machlekes Rashi and the Rashi. I think it sounds like a fundamental Machlekes. We have now a fundamental Machlekes Rashi and the Rashi. A fundamental Machlekes Rashi and the Rashi. I don't understand the Zohar, just leave it when you have a pre and it's nishtana. So Agamar says that there's a difference when it's nishtana and it's less li'ilecherino or it's nishtana and it's li'ilecherino. According to Rashi, that means that if it's nishtana, so it loses the bracha unless it's ikra pri l'kachnatur. And according to the Rashba, if it's nishtana, it loses the bracha unless it's a shini li'iluya and the finished product also. It's nishtana li'iluya to be a finished product. And a nafkamina will be for this, let's say for this topic, for this, a nafkamina would be for these kind of toasted flour. According to Rashi, toasted flour. Rashi grad didn't learn the Gemara that's talking about toasted flour. Rashi learned the Gemara talking about raw flour. But as far as but Rashi, the Gemara could have been talking about toasted flour too. Rashi didn't read that into the Gemara. Rashi read into the Gemara. But as far as Pshat in the Gemara is concerned, I think it would work very well with toasted flour also. Toasted flour is yotzei mechal for you lechal derech achilos leibah. It's not ikar for you lekach natur. So toasted flour, according to Rashi, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shalom Shenu, if we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, who do we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nachman or Rabbi Yehuda? Who do we pass like? But at least according to Rabbi Nachman, that kimcha dekei chiti is shakel, so toasted kernels will also be shakel, because the yotzei mechal pri lechal derech achilos leibah, it's not ikar for you lekach natur. Whereas according to the Rashba, that's his objection to Taisus. He says it doesn't make sense to learn the Gemara that it's talking about toasted flour. If it will be toasted flour, then it would have to be a Bar Piyat Domah because it's Nishtana Leiluya, and this is the final destination. So I could imagine many cases that are going to fall into this machlekas as Rashi and the Rashi. Many cases where something has it's nishtana li'iluya, but it's not the shini li'iluya that the person who planted the tree had in mind. According to Rashi, it'll be a shakal because it's yosem chapri and it's lechal derech achelos leibah. And according to the Rashi, it'll be if it's a final destination, it's a final li'iluya, a final product. And it's nishtana liluya, and it's a good product. It's a final product ready to go, and it's nishtana liluya. And the bracha would be Bar Piyat Domah, or Bar Piyat Eitz. More later on, it's relevant to see. More later on, Lamed Ches. More talks about Trima, Tes Reish Yud Mem Aleph. Trima is a kind of mashed dates, date sauce. So Gemara says the bracha is Bar Piyat Eitz. Zok Rashi over there in Lamed Ches that the Trima is dates that were Kosush ktsas, a little bit mashed. So this is Truma Sedeshim. Shmuel Sedeshin says that apparently Rashi learned that it only retains the Bar Peretz because it's only a little bit smashed. But if it would be creamed, then it would be a shock. Well, two things. First of all, I don't even know if it's the Shana Lilu, it could be the Shana Legreis. And if it's the Shana Legreis, then Rashi means it should retain its Tzur of a Pri. So if it's only a little bit mashed, it's still chunky, so it still has the Tzur of the Pri, so it's not Yotzim Achal Pri. But if it would be totally mashed, then it would be Yotzim Achal Pri. If it's Yotzim Achal Pri, it loses the bracha. So it could be for two reasons. It could be because maybe it's the Shana Legreis. Maybe mashed dates aren't as good as whole dates. So maybe it's tanko, maybe it's called nishtana legresa. But if you actually, it's not, you don't even need that. Even if it'll be nishtana liluyo, but if it's not, but if it's lechal derech achilasu lebos, it'll still lose the bracha. When the person plans the dates, not planting it for dates, it's for date sauce. He's planting it to be, then there's plain dates. This fellow made date sauce. Could be date sauce is a shina. Maybe Rashi holds date sauce is a shina liluyo. But it's, I don't know. But even if it would be, that's right. Even if it would be a Shini Liluyo, but Rashi Shitosu, the bracha will still won't be Bar Peretz. It'll still lose the bracha because it's not Ikar Pi L'kach Matur. Take a look at the roof. I just want to show you the roof and the difficulties in it, and then I think we'll stop here. Yeah, the roof says, I have an old Gemara here at home. It's not always about the Gemara out there, so it's Chafei Amid Aleph from the top area. I mean, anybody know what it is in the Isbahad Gemara?
The bottom of page Samach Zion.
Okay. The Shad Mishayim, who do we pass like? We have Machlekes of Nachman. What do we have? We have Machlekes of Nachman between Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda. And Rav is sided with Rav Yehuda. Rav said to Rav Nachman that don't argue on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is right. After all, it's the same as Shem and Zayas. And then Rav Nachman answered, no, it's not the same as Shem and Zayas. Shem and Zayas has no Yehuda Achirina here. It's Yehuda Achirina the past. So some Yehuda Paschim, like Rav Yehuda, that the Baruch is buried via Adama, because Rav agreed with Rav Yehuda. So Rav and Rav Yehuda trumps Rav Nachman. And other Yehuda Paschim, like Rav Nachman, because you see in the Gemara, Rav Nachman had the last word. Rava brought a riot to Rav Yehuda from Shem and Zayas, and Rav Nachman slowed up the riot. So it doesn't say that. So maybe Rava was Makabel. Yeah. By the way, it's worth pointing out that the Gemara that I just told you about Trima is Rava that they're talking. Rava says Trima is very brains, and that Rashi says it's only kosher chas. But if it be creamed, it would be shak. See, even Rava holds that creamed dates are shak. Why is it any different than Shem's eyes? So if it's Nishtana Legreya, so then it's prayer portion. If you're going to say that it's not Nishtana Legreya, so but it's not Iker Apil Kachnatua, then we'll have to say that Rav was Makabal or Nachman's response. And that's the Shadim Mishayim. It was Rav or Makabal or Nachman's response. What are we passing? If Rav is still is Chaylik and Rav Nachman from some of the office like Rav. But if Rav was Makabal or Nachman's response, then that Lach would be like Rav Nachman. So it's in the Rif. The Rif says, Himcha dechiti. Rav Yehuda omer bayir pi adama. Rav Nachman omer shahakol. Rav Nachman omer shahakol. Umistaber ki Rav Nachman. It's mistaber that halacha is like Rav Nachman. Why? Dulei regili inish l'sfuyi kimcha. It's not normal to eat flour. Lachin posku Rav Vosim. Himcha dechiti. Rav Yehuda omer shahakol. Rav Shmuel kore dechai. Tanach v'siv. Beretz nimalein. It's a the Rif says the halacha is like a Nachman, because it's not normal to eat flour. So the Rosh yes on the Rif, Rosh everybody yes on the Rif. Like Rabbi Huda said the bracha is Bari Pri Adam. He didn't seem to be bothered by the fact that it's not normal to eat flour. And Rav Nachman, who said the bracha is Bari Pri Adam, and when Rabbi asked him, why is that? I'm sorry, when, and Rav Nachman even Rav Nachman said the bracha shako, but when Rabbi asked him, why is that any different than Shem Zayis? So Rav Nachman didn't answer, what are you talking about? Shem Zayis is normal to drink, at least they are niggling, but who eats flour? Even Rav Nachman didn't answer that. Nachman is a different thing. It's Isli Pass. Shem Zayis less Leilachinu. So it seems that the Amoraim were not bothered by this problem, that it's not normal to eat flour. So what, the Rif is smarter than we were? Rav Yehuda thinks the bracha is Bari Pri Adama, even though it's not normal to eat flour. I mean, Taisa Taka asks it's not normal to eat flour. So he says he's not talking about that kind of flour. Taisa was bothered by the question. Taisa said it's talking about a different kind of flour. It's talking about a flour that is a derechti. The Rif obviously doesn't hold like Taisa. We're talking about kapshuti. We're talking about regular flour. But however you learn, in the Gemara itself was not bothered that it's not the derechti. We have in Ma'adama in the Gemara that it's really Adama. And even the Ma'adama of Nachman, that the Rif wants to paskin like, it's like very strange. The Rif is passing like Rav Nachman, but not for the reason that Rav Nachman himself gave. So it's Aaron Shapella. The Rosh says that this Torah was so positive to the Rif that he passed like Rav Nachman, even though it's not Rav Nachman's reason. Tell around. So Ben Yonah is the Sachas to this question. Ben Yonah says, because over here. But it's not so clear what Rabbi Yonah's. That's what I want to talk about tomorrow, Mr. Shep. Not so clear what exactly Rabbi Yonah is answering. So take a look at Rabbi Yonah. What is what? What is how he's explaining the Rif? Okay, yeah, I think we'll stop here. Okay, have an easy
Thanks so
test.
much,
Thank
Rev.
you.